Chapter 6. Susan's Letter. Without Farfrae as manager, Henchard's farm begins to run into problems. After a few weeks, Henchard thinks about swallowing his pride and reconciling with him. But then Henchard hears that Donald has bought a farm in Casterbridge and is doing very well indeed. Better than Henchard's farm, some say. Annoyed by Donald's success, and by the knowledge that now Donald will never come back to be the manager on his farm, Henchard tells Elizabeth Jane that she can't meet Donald anymore. Elizabeth Jane is broken-hearted, and Susan is also unhappy, as she was hoping the two young people would get married. Several months later, Susan becomes very ill and stays in bed most of the day. Elizabeth Jane and Michael spend a lot of time together and become close. One day, Michael finally makes a decision.
"Elizabeth Jane, you know I think of you as a daughter now."
Elizabeth Jane smiles at him fondly.
"Yes, I know that, Mr. Henchard," she says.
"Well then, will you take my name and become Elizabeth Jane Henchard?" Michael asks.
Elizabeth Jane looks uncomfortable and then replies,
"No, I'm sorry, but I prefer to keep my father's name, Newson."
"But can't you think of me as your father now?"
Henchard asks. Elizabeth Jane looks confused.
"I can't think of anyone else as my father, except for my own father," she says.
Michael is unable to control himself any longer.
"Well, there's no easy way to say this, so here it is. I am your real father, Elizabeth Jane. Your mother and I were married many years ago. I'm sorry we didn't tell you before."
Elizabeth Jane stares at him, deeply shocked. With a heavy heart, Henchard begins to describe the events of that night 20 years ago. Upon hearing the story, Elizabeth Jane begins to cry.
"Please don't cry, my girl," Henchard says. "You have no idea how I have regretted my actions that night. But nothing I can do can turn back time. I have always loved you, Elizabeth Jane, and I hope you can learn to forgive me and love me like the father that I am."
Elizabeth Jane runs out of the room still crying. The next day, Henchard is reading his morning paper, and Elizabeth Jane joins him at the breakfast table.
"Good morning," she says. "I have thought about what you said, and I will take your name, father."
Henchard's face lights up when he hears this.
"Father!" he repeats happily. "My dear daughter, you have no idea how happy you have made me. I promise to try to compensate for the past in every way I can."
Father and daughter embrace happily. Susan is still ill, and a few days later, she dies peacefully in her sleep. Elizabeth Jane is broken-hearted, and Michael is very sad too. After Susan's funeral, Michael returns home and finds a letter in his drawer. It is from Susan. He sits down and reads it.
"Dear Michael, I feel that you should know the truth. Elizabeth Jane is not your daughter. Our daughter, Elizabeth Jane, died a few weeks after I left with Mr. Newson. He and I soon had another child, a baby girl, and I named her Elizabeth Jane after the daughter I had lost. I was afraid to tell you that she is not your daughter for fear that you would not treat her well or give her the opportunities she deserves. But I cannot take this secret with me to my grave. So here it is, the truth at last. Now I can rest in peace. Your poor wife, Susan."
Michael's fingers tremble as he finishes reading the letter. At that moment, Elizabeth Jane walks in and sees his pale face.
"What is it, father? You look terrible," she says.
"Quiet," Stop asking stupid questions, Michael says angrily as he puts the letter away. I don't like to be disturbed when I am reading, for heaven's sake.
Elizabeth Jane is shocked and hurt. Tears fill her eyes, and she quietly leaves the room. Over the next few days, Michael tries to keep his distance from Elizabeth Jane, and she notices this. Every time she tries to get close to him, he pushes her away or shouts at her, and poor Elizabeth Jane has no idea why. She feels alone, abandoned by her father, and still mourning her mother. One morning, she goes to visit her mother's grave. Kneeling next to it, she cries bitterly. After a few moments, she feels a hand gently touching her shoulder. She turns around and sees a beautiful woman smiling at her.
You must be very sad, the woman says. Was she your mother?
Elizabeth Jane nods and says,
Yes, she was my mother and my only friend. I feel like I have got nobody now. What about your father? The woman asks. I don't think my father loves me any more, Elizabeth Jane says, or else he has grown tired of me.
Elizabeth Jane begins to cry, and the woman holds her in her arms and comforts her. After a few minutes, Elizabeth Jane becomes calmer, and they sit together on a bench and talk. Elizabeth Jane discovers that the woman's name is Lucetta, and that she has recently arrived in Casterbridge. Elizabeth Jane tells the lady of her recent discovery about her real father, and about how coldly and strangely he has been acting towards her lately.
I don't know what I've done to offend him, says Elizabeth Jane. Maybe it's time for me to leave home and become independent. But where would I go?
Lucetta's eyes suddenly light up.
I've got an idea, she says. I have just moved into High Place Hall and will need someone to be part housekeeper, part companion. Would you like to work for me?
Elizabeth Jane looks at Lucetta with new hope in her eyes.
That would be marvellous, she says happily. Yes, I would like that very much. Wonderful, Lucetta replies happily. I already feel we're going to be great friends.
The next day, Elizabeth Jane packs all her belongings and moves into High Place Hall with Lucetta.